Nearly 770 years ago, a bishop of Norwich set up a home for old people in need on land between the cathedral and the river. Today, his great hospital is still here, still home to some of Norwich's most senior citizens and now one of the most fascinating historic sites in the country. Half hidden from the street behind flint walls, its buildings span 8 centuries. Its archives are so important they have UNESCO Memory of the World status. Its medieval cloisters are said to be the smallest in England, and its residents adore it. Then there are the genuinely jaw-dropping features of the Great Hospital. High above the original altar and chancel of the church, which is the oldest part of the complex, soar 252 eagles, painted in honour of the visit of a Queen of England in 1383. Beneath them, a new floor was added almost half a millennium ago to hold a long hospital ward, later sectioned with wooden screens into tiny makeshift rooms furnished with beds and chairs, cupboards and commodes, flower-strewn crockery and lace antimacassars, with linoleum on the floor and prints on the wall, all left as they were when the last of the old ladies moved out in the 1980s. The Eagle Ward was carved out of the church immediately after the Reformation. The west end of St Helens was already a two-story ward for men. Between them, the church continued its work and is still a parish church today, serving the Great Hospital and nearby streets. Across the secluded site from this medieval masterpiece are the newest additions to the Great Hospital. The Great Hospital is a sheltered housing village in some of the most historically important buildings in the country. Individually, several of the buildings are remarkable. Taken as a whole, they are unique. Alongside St Helen's Church and its remarkable Eagle Ward are the diminutive cloisters. Then there is a medieval refectory, still used as a communal dining hall. The 16th century Chaplain's House, 18th century St Helen's House, a Victorian hall, 20th century almshouses, and a 21st century apartments, and so much more. It is the only English medieval hospital where the buildings and archives both survived Henry VIII's ruinous dissolution of the monasteries, thanks in great part to the Norwich City Corporation, which had already saved monastic St Andrew's and Blackfriars Halls for the city. The recent improvements were partly funded by the sale of land for the new roundhouse estate in Cringleford, just south of Norwich, given to the Great Hospital by Queen Elizabeth I after the original owner was found to be guilty of treason. The hospital owns pieces of land across the city and county, including the sites of the nearby Adam and Eve and Red Lion pubs and Norwich's Nelson Hotel. The Great Hospital is still caring for the elderly of Norwich 767 years after it was set up by a bishop many contemporaries credited with performing miracles. It has survived the onslaughts of war, fire, flood, revolution, famine and plague, and its latest master wants to celebrate its past, safeguard its future and share its treasures. It's still a hidden gem. So many people don't know it exists, he said.